Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
JT Tilley's a guy we met, and I was like, what are we talking about here? Because I've seen slap fighting. Slap fighting was online years ago, and we screwed around with it in the studio. And it was actually, to be honest, it was too violent to continue on because it funny is funny, but you quickly learned that slapping another human being is pure violence. It's
any precaution you take,
yeah,
like it's still violent.
We had him wearing hearing protection, mm-hmm, because we didn't want people getting their eardrums.
They're wearing
out.
Like the wrestling earmuffs, yeah.
And we quickly learned, male or female, people slapping each other is a fight. It is real. It sounds pussy, like, right, you know.
Right,
like,
you think
like,
of girls or kids slapping.
Right. And I remember the day we did it in the old studio in Westwood. We were like, I think it's time to stop now.
Yeah, we eventually called it and just called it time. Because also, what you don't think about is the discipline of a person who you've agreed to get in a slap fight, but once you get hit,
yeah,
you want to throw down.
Like emotions.
Emotions you want to throw down.
And we had the wrong model. It was going to be till one person quit.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just exchange slaps until someone gave up. It wasn't the three.
We didn't have rounds. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this was a bad idea.
Neither one of the girls would quit. Like,
oh,
they were on it.
These bitches, Jesus Christ. I was scared of them. I mean, I tell you that, like, I wouldn't fight either one of them. Bloody noses, fat lips, swollen eyes, red handprints, 25 slaps deep each.
Yeah. Tears running down the eyes, not from crying, just from wet eyes from getting smacked in the face so much.
I will tell you, I was like, oh, I'm looking at Jake. He's looking at me.
Oh,
I'm like, we gotta stop this.
Yeah,
it's too much.
It's gone too far.
Well, it did finally find its place. It went pro, and it needed somebody to really build it correctly. And that, of course, is JT Tilley.
Our next guest is a former MMA promoter who is now the CEO of the craziest combat sport around, Slap Fight Championship. And on Saturday, December 3rd, they returned to the Inn at Grand Glaze Resort at Osage Beach for Slap Fight Championship 21, all being broadcast worldwide on Fight TV. Please welcome JT Tilley.
JT, how have you been, man?
Hey, how's it going, Johnny?
Oh, you crazy bastard. I see your guys are up to Championship 21.
Yeah, 21. We're still out of jail, man.
Yeah. Dude, I have so many thoughts on this. We were just talking about when we first discovered slap fighting online and we decided to have a couple girls do it in studio, we had no idea the violence of it. Like, it sounds like, you know, slapping, slap fights. It's a euphemism or the analogy that you use to talk about, oh, that was quite a slap fight, wasn't it? And it's meant to be demeaning to masculinity. And then you see a couple of 300-pound, great big bald bastards whipping.
Yeah, we do have women in our show, for sure.
Yeah, but those two guys we were talking about, was it Super Slug? And Highlander clubbed him on the first one, and then he just answered with a couple, knocked him down two times.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, that has a tendency to happen with the big boys.
Yeah, those guys weighing 300 pounds. And when
yeah.
you see another man at 300 pounds, the guy striking and the guy being struck, the 300-pound guy getting hit, literally fold back and start to do that posturing, like when you lose consciousness for a minute and your hands turn inward.
Yeah. I know exactly. We call it the baby deer. Yeah, I know exactly what you're doing.
We call it the baby deer.
Oh,
yeah, it's a tough one, man. The show that we're going to discuss today at the Inn at Grand Glaze on December 3rd has a six-man super heavyweight tournament where we've got six guys, and I think every one of them is at the minimum of 350 pounds. So I think that's roughly like 2,000 pounds of man meat at the barrel.
Dude, it's the audience participation, the countdown, the, you know, three,
yeah.
One, two, three. And then, of course, the guys fighting never wait for the actual three. They hit it 2.5 every time.
Yeah, man, it's a neat little dichotomy, man. That yeah. The audience, people either love that or hate that. But, you know, with American slap fighting, the audience is a lot more involved than anywhere else.
Oh, dude, and, I'm telling you.
We love it.
I want to hear him chant, baby deer, baby deer.
When the guy... baby deer. Well, sometimes they chant the competitors' names, and we got some crazy names in the league. So there are some crazy chants, but no baby deer.
Yeah, Frank. Well, I'm just saying, whenever somebody goes down, you know, and they start to fold in, like the total vocabulary, so the people watching are like, why are they chanting baby deer? You know, that's the stuff that that makes people
that's
rabid.
The stuff of legend.
Yes.
Yeah, it really is, man. When people go down at the shows, it's really not like you'd expect. Like, I've been an MMA promoter for about 20 years, and when someone gets knocked out at an MMA show, you know, the crowd's on their feet screaming and yelling, but in a slap show, it's a little different. When a guy gets knocked out, it just gets dead silent. Everyone's really respectful. It's actually kind of a nice little change from mixed martial arts. But you know, it happens a lot. I mean, I think we just we recently signed with DraftKings. And when we signed with DraftKings, we had to go back through all of our statistics, all of our fights for the last 5 years. And what we found out is it's nearly 50% of the fights end in knockout.
Yeah. And
so, you know,
people don't know. You can be knocked out with a slap.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of bad things can happen. You get slapped hard enough, but the least of which is you get knocked out.
Yeah, no, that's the sweet relief of unconsciousness.
Yeah, indeed. The sweet relief. Listen, I was told. I think Jake told me last time that we were going to try to get Johnny to one of the shows.
Yeah.
And the problem is we can't use your moniker on, you know, in the show, because everyone knows we have to come up with a fight name for you, and I believe we just did.
Oh, the sweet relief.
Sweet relief.
When he said, I'm coming down, it ain't to fight, you crazy son of a bitch. It's to sit in the, sit in the goddamn
audience. I'm calling you out, Johnny.
Dude, listen, you have lost your goddamn mind. I look at that and I go, I mean, listen, I've been in a couple, you know, fights in my life, and mostly I lost them. But the point is, at this point in my world, the idea of being hit for fun is not even in the remotest part of my brain.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of guy to compete in slap fight, man. It does. These are not these aren't the garden variety dudes, man.
Yeah.
These are some strange cats, but they're great people, man. It's just that, you know, they like getting hit in the face and returning fire.
I'll tell you what, I'll take the easy way out. I'll definitely slap the piss out of a disc jockey, so I ain't worried about that part.
I know a few guys, man.
Yeah,
I know a few,
listen,
man.
We
can definitely set that up.
Those donut-eating sons of bitches, you know that as well as I do. Jesus Christ Almighty.
Yeah, I know a few, but it sounds like you're talking about cops. You want to slap fight a cop, I'm in.
No. Dude, see, that's too tough. I want to stay right at that bottom, just above baby and behind a 15-year-old girl. It's the disc jockeys. That's, I'm telling you, radio people, they are by nature slow slap fighters.
Okay, fair enough.
I've been thinking about so many things. Like, why can't you have, what if you had to go switch up? Like, if they were, you know, each going right, then they had to go left. Like, different.
We don't typically allow that, because in a lot of cases it's a tournament, and you might have six or eight guys in a tournament. So if you let them switch up, well, then it suddenly becomes unfair, because one guy takes uneven damage.
Right.
So we don't allow the guys to switch up during the match.
What if they both had to switch up?
No, we just don't allow that, man. Like, if you and I were slap fighting and you broke your right hand, well, then you just lose or you deal with it.
Right.
You can't switch up. But you do have the ability at the beginning of the match to go with whichever hand you want, but then you're stuck with it.
What about a speed slapping round where you first person to give up?
Yeah, we've had that happen just kind of inadvertently a few times. That's always fun. We had a fight that went... We had a fight that went 27 rounds. It was for the American Heavyweight Championship. So it was like the two best big boys in the country. And they went 27 rounds before the doctor stopped it. And at a certain point, I think there were about 8 or 10 rounds where there just wasn't any break, and it was a speed round, and the audience just absolutely went crazy.
Oh.
But, you know, it's difficult. You have to – I've been coaching, managing, and promoting fighters for such a long time that sometimes I forget the fighter always thinks that he's going to win. So – you get these tough guys in there, they're not going to quit until they win. And sometimes you got to be careful because they could really hurt themselves.
Oh.
Because it's not MMA. It's not a broken bone and you lose. It's a traumatic brain injury if you don't take care of these guys. So
now,
the speed rounds are fun, but they, you know, you don't want to turn someone into a vegetable accidentally.
So. No. It's and listen, jaws are dislocated, teeth are lost. I mean, a lot of blood up there, eye sockets. I mean, you got, and God forbid, like the guy you heard the club when they hit with that palm.
Yeah, you can tell.
Oh, awful. And then
yeah, it's a rough feeling when someone gets clubbed real hard, like at the beginning of the match. What we do is we stop the match for 15 or 20 minutes and let the doctors look at them. But the episodes that we put on our YouTube channel, we edit that stuff out so it looks a little bit more brutal. But you can tell in the audience when a slap lands with the heel of the hand or if it lands like a club, the entire audience just almost becomes just like, it's almost like they're watching something they shouldn't be watching.
Yeah.
You feel horrible for it. It's really a tough thing. But you know, that's the thing about these guys. They didn't, you know, you get the fans, they'll complain in the chat rooms and on the comment threads, they'll bitch about people getting hit in the ear or somebody got slapped in the neck. And what they don't realize is these guys wouldn't be competing if that kind of stuff mattered to them. You know, an accidental slap to the neck is nothing to a guy that gets slapped in the face for a living.
Well, which is strange. And I understand things can get loose, but because the opponent doesn't dodge, doesn't move, it's a very, like, the guy has to stand there and take it. You can't flinch. It's, you know, it's against the rules to try to pull back. So you see the guy, which it's very sweet, when they're just getting their aim with their hand, but they reach out very gently and touch the other man's cheek.
Yeah, just to let him know he's there.
Love you. Love you.
Yeah. It's also nice if someone gets knocked out and then there's a touching moment usually with the camp, with yeah. the corner man and the fighter. Yeah, there's a lot of love at Slap Fight, man. A lot of relationships are started there.
Yeah. And then, of course, how many judges are on Slap Fight?
Well, we have three judges, just like a boxing or an MMA show, but we have three officials and three judges, but
and what are they,
you don't always see them all.
What are the
one judge? Well, one of the officials, one of the officials stands behind the barrel. You know, they stand, there's a barrel that's about 30 inches wide. That's how we separate them. And so, one of the officials stands behind the barrel and he watches the slaps, the far side, making sure that the slaps are, you know, legal. And then there's an official on the other side of the barrel that you don't see that watches the other side. And then there's another official that's squatted down right off the camera that watches their feet to make sure their feet don't move. Cause
right.
You know, you let somebody load up their punches or their slaps and then you're in trouble. Then you got people getting hurt. So we don't let them move their feet or pivot their feet. So those three guys watch them pretty heavily. And then we've got instant replay. We've got a camera up above for the commission and we've got instant replay when we need it. So we do our best to keep it.
But what are the things that are
going to happen? Well, you win by knocking the guy out. You know, it's a 10-round fight. Over the years, we've regulated it down to 10 rounds is what we feel is safest. And so if you go 10 rounds and the judges give you a decision, well, that's kind of, nobody really likes to win like that. But, you know, it's, a win's a win. And then if you knock the guy out, obviously you win. And then if you knock the guy down three times, that's a technical knockout. So in order to keep them safe, we had to kind of regulate it to the point where it's almost like a mixed martial arts fight, but you still see 50% knockouts, which is great.
Oh, but it's only a matter of time, because you remember when MMA first came into the world. By the way, if you're just joining the show, JT Tilley, he is the promoter, the creator of Slap Fight Championships down in Osage Beach, Missouri. Slap Fight Championship 21. You can watch it on Fight TV, FITE.TV, or you can go down to Osage Beach Saturday, December 3rd, and get a piece of this. Go to slapfight.live. But what I wanted to get to was, you know, this is going to become a thing. When MMA first came out, remember the politicians really wanted to climb on top, making it a cause.
Yeah.
We can't have this kind of violence in our society. We can't. It's too dangerous. And in the end, it's just some politician just trying to figure out what the hot point is.
Well, yeah, I would agree and disagree with you. When we first started slap fighting, it was almost identical. I was there in the birth of no holds barred fighting, which later became cage fighting, which later became mixed martial arts, thanks to Dana White. But, you know, there's no stigma attached to mixed martial arts now. But, you know, 25 years ago, they called it human cockfighting and we had to hide on the Native American reservation.
Right.
It was rough. Well, that's when we started slap fighting. I mean, that's exactly what happened. I mean, it was probably 50% or more of the people that saw it just didn't support it. They thought it was just too brutal. It was Neanderthal. And you know, that's what made us successful during the pandemic was all the haters, you know.
Sure.
It's the same thing that happens, Johnny, when you drive by a car wreck. You feel bad, but you want to watch. And so even people that don't like the sport they're actually probably some of our biggest fans.
No, that's exactly my point. But what I'm worried about is like some politician comes along and tries to deny you guys access or ability to have these fights, because that's what they tried to do, like you said, when you had to hide under reservations.
Yeah, that happens all the time, Johnny. They really don't like it at all. They don't really realize how hard we work to regulate it and keep the fighters safe. So, you know, you can't really blame them. A lot of times what they see is just the brutality of it. And to be honest, you know, we sort of hype that up a little bit in our fight videos and make it look a little bit more dangerous than what it might actually be. So you can't blame them. It's just that, you know, people that don't understand things, they typically want to avoid it or shut it down instead of really learn about it. So, but we've formed some strategic partnerships in the last few months that are going to take care of that for us.
The DraftKings is a big way to legitimize it.
Yeah, well, you'll see later today. I can't say a lot during this phone call, but later today we're making a gigantic announcement that will change the space of this sport forever.
Nice.
In the biggest possible way, and I'm sure you already probably know, but I just can't say a lot. There's a big movement happening this year in 2023, and slap fighting is now going to become a mainstream sport for a little while. And who knows if it'll stay mainstream or fall down to extreme sport status, but we're going to be here for it either way.
Listen, I'm telling you, toddler fights, elderly fights, I think this is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, we can't have toddlers fight the elderly anymore. They frown on that.
No, that's right. Let's keep toddler on toddler violence and elderly on elderly violence.
Yeah, that's best. That's best for me, because anytime you let like a 6-month-old and like an 81-year-old fight, if they're not same sex, you could go to jail for that.
That's a fact. That is a fact, sir.
Yeah,
yes. It's a very
people love it though.
Woke society. Are you kidding? Everybody loves it. See, because you never know what's going to happen with the little one or the older one. The skin is so terrible. But then the other guy, they're very wily.
Well, usually the younger one has such a height deficit, you know. The coin toss, usually the elderly person wins because of the trickery involved.
Yes.
And you're talking to a 6-month-old. They don't have speech yet. So you could literally tell them they lost the coin toss. There's a lot of variables there when babies are involved.
Yeah.
Or animals. Yeah, it's just there's a lot of laws governing that. So we don't do animals versus humans, sometimes we do, people that look like animals versus humans, but they're always human, and we check. I'm the one that does the check.
Good for you. I knew that you're a responsible promoter and creator. You are, you're a professional.
Yeah, I mean, I film it all.
Yeah, I just feel like you should have a goddamn a chimp that nobody would ever slap, but he would just slap people for you. Because anybody who's ever been around primates or monkeys know, dude, they have a strength that's unbelievable. But you
like a trunk monkey. You want me to have like a trunk monkey for slapping? He just comes out of the barrel and slaps him.
Yeah, if you're not participating correctly, you just comes up out of it and you're like, whoppa gang!
That would be great, actually, if you ever used to... That's really funny. Listen, you're going to see me incorporate something crazy like that, because that's a great idea, actually. What's the guy at when you watch the... Steve Harvey hosts it, but it's a talent show, and they've got the little clown that comes out when you suck, and he sweeps you off the stage.
Totally.
I can't remember what it's called, but we need that at Slap Fight. You might have just instigated that, man.
God, I hope so, man. I love this. You guys can all watch what we're talking about. Go to slapfight.live, go to fight.tv, but look for Slap Fight Championship 21 happening December 3rd in Osage Beach, Missouri. JT, I'm telling you, man, I love having you on the show. I can't wait to see it, and I hope it's a huge success for you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, man. I hope we see you on the December 3rd, man. Come on down and see us. And, guys, if you haven't seen Slap Fighting, you can go to our YouTube channel. It's just Slap Fight Championship on YouTube. It's an easy sport to watch. You'll know immediately if you love it or hate it. And if you love it, come see us. And if you hate it, come pick at us. We love it.
Absolutely, man. Stay right there. Hold on, buddy. Tell JT thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.